This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. Before the break, we talked to Roman Mars about his Kickstarter campaign to fund production of his podcast. The range of projects on Kickstarter is astounding, from innovative tech gadgets to local theater productions to video games to personal memoirs. Creative people and entrepreneurs alike are appealing to the general public to realize their ideas and jumpstart new ventures. We've covered a number of these campaigns, which got us wondering about why some projects get funded while others don't make the cut. So Word of Mouth intern Zach Nugent caught up with Wired Business reporter Sarah Mitroff, who wrote about four keys to a winning campaign.
So the statistics found that around $10,000 is ideal. It's a good place to aim for. 38% of projects that have a $10,000 goal meet that goal. If you go higher, it starts to drop. Less than that, people take it less seriously, and they don't tend to do as well. Even if you go up to $50,000, the odds of being successful are only 18%. Mm-hmm. And if you go even higher than that, at $100,000, the odds are only 7% that you're going to actually meet your goal.
Okay, the next one, don't take too long to raise your money.
So Kickstarter, they on their website say that around a 30-day campaign is ideal. And then Professor Mollick found the same data, that at 30 days, you have a 35% chance of success. I think you can choose any time period. 30 days is sort of the default. You can go up to 60. And 60, a lot of people found, it shows a lack of confidence. It kind of almost displays like, well, I don't think my project is good enough to raise money in 30 days, so I'm going to put it at 60. Right, and I'm going to need a lot of time. So people see that and think, well, if they don't have confidence in their project, why should I have confidence in that project? And people also get forgetful. I mean, even though Kickstarter lets you remind you about a project that you're interested in, if it has 60 days to run, you might forget about it. You might not be interested. Or you look at it and say, oh, it has another, 54 days to go. I'll come back and look at it later. Right. And there's not a lot of sense of urgency in that.
This is my favorite one. Produce a slick video to get attention. I love watching the Kickstarter videos. I pretty much base if I'm going to give my money on the video.
Right. And that shows. I mean, part of it has to do with Kickstarter will feature campaigns. And if you get a campaign featured by the Kickstarter staff, you have an 89% chance of reaching your funding goal. And Kickstarter staff, they want to be interested. They want to be enticed by what they're seeing. So a really good video and very well-written text, not too much of it, in the campaign is eye-catching. You know, it kind of makes you want to give money to them. It makes you interested and ready to jump on board with what they're offering.
And the fourth one, basically you have to be popular on Facebook.
Yeah, it was interesting because this is just looking at Facebook friends. Part of it has to do with the fact that you can connect your Kickstarter account to your Facebook account and share your campaign that way. And they found that if you have 1,000 friends, you have a pretty good chance, 40%, of reaching your goal. If you're less than that, I don't know so much that it's maybe you're not connecting with people that you know and maybe their networks to find other people to fund your campaign. Or maybe it just shows you're not as social and you're not as willing to go out there and connect with people to get that money. You know, if you have 1,000 Facebook friends, you're probably a social person online and you're probably willing to talk to anybody and get what you want out of those connections. So it's interesting. I mean, part of it, too, has to do with kind of guerrilla marketing on Twitter. You have to be careful because Kickstarter shies away from certain types of publicizing of your campaign. But if you're social enough and you play by their rules, it tends to get more people interested in your campaign, pledging to it, and sharing that information so other people jump on board.
Can Wired guarantee me a successful Kickstarter campaign if I follow all these rules?
I probably say no. I mean, you definitely have to be your own advocate. I think the biggest takeaway is you have to have a really good idea of what you're presenting and present it in a very concise and clear and exciting way.
Oh, Zach, there are just no guarantees. That was Word of Mouth intern Zach Nugent talking with Sarah Mitroff there. She's a business reporter for Wired. And you can find a link to her article on some of the tips for a successful Kickstarter campaign. That's at wordofmouthradio.org.